Hello again, Nigel Ogden here with our weekly radio magazine of music and events in the organ world. And to get this week's show off to a foot-tapping start, a trip out on the Metropolitan Line of the Underground to Chorleywood, where the home of Len Rawl houses his giant ex-Empire Leicester Square Wurlitzer, a situation which I reckon could well be described as swonderful. Wonderful, Len Rawl playing his four-manual 25-rank Wurlitzer. Well, our next venue provides a great contrast of both instrument and location, and it couldn't really be much further away. It's the Capitol Theatre in the good old granite city of Aberdeen, with its three-manual 9-rank Compton. And one-time resident organist George Blackmore joins us tonight with a medley of four from the pen of Cole Porter. George Blackmore at the Capital Aberdeen, Compton. I get a kick out of you, Wunderbar, Night and Day, and Anything Goes. Definitely way back into the dim and distant past for this week's Spot of Nostalgia, as we listen to Jack Courtney playing the Christie organ of the Elite Cinema Wimbledon. Mr. Courtney did a lot of hard work on behalf of the theatre organ profession, and after the formation of the Association of Theatre Organists in 1944, one of the founder members being our old friend Robin Richmond, he set up the Theatre Organists Benevolent Fund to, as he put it, help those who often suffer by reason of the changing economic policies of the larger cinema companies. A proof of just what an energetic chap Jack Courtney was lies in the fact that at the time he formed and became secretary of the Benevolent Fund, he was also organist of the Empire Leicester Square, music editor of the Kinematograph Weekly, and honorary secretary and treasurer of the Association of Theatre Organists. Well, here he is at the 7-rank Elite Wimbledon Organ, the first ever 3-manual Christie unit organ, opened in 1926 by Steph Langston. The tune is Shalimar. Shalimar, recorded over 50 years ago by Jack Courtney playing the Elite Wimbledon Christie. Tonight on The Organist Entertains, we remember one of the most highly regarded personalities of the electronic organ world, and also one of the finest musicians, Jerry Allen, who died on July the 17th. Jerry must certainly have had one of the most fascinating careers in organ world history. But before we take a look at some of the highlights, here he is on Lowry D325 and Hammond C3, playing his own Cuban Fiesta. Gerry Allen was born in Hemel Hempstead, but soon moved with the family to Margate, where he quickly got used to the intricacies of the King of Instruments at the church where his father was organist. Gerry never had any real formal training, and he always maintained that 95% of his ability was acquired by looking and listening. Well, while Gerry was at school in Stafford during his wartime evacuation period, he had a rather nasty bout of polio, which resulted in 3 months in hospital. Well, determined to regain the use of the affected muscles, he got permission to play the organ at the Regal Margate at weekends, until the bombing of the cinema made that rather difficult. Well, just as he was about to get a job as a telephone operator, Gerry received a completely unexpected surprise in the form of a telegram from Tommy Trinder, who had heard about this clever young 14-year-old organist at the Regal, and he offered Gerry the opportunity of going on tour with him playing Hammond Electronic. Well, the answer, of course, was yes, please. And so began Gerry's show business career, spanning more than 40 years. Well, let's have some more music, this time a Gerry Allen classic, Little Boat. Thank you. Little Boat from Jerry Allen. After 4 marvellous years with Tommy Trinder, during which Jerry learnt many of the golden rules of show business from some of the greatest experts, he acquired his own organ, a Hammond Model B, and he toured with this for a while before moving into the Prince of Wales Theatre in London as part of the show Strike a New Note, with a bill which included such names as the Henderson Twins, Billy Dainty, and a couple of dancers called E. Morecambe and E. Wise. Jerry stayed in Variety till 1956, touring the Empire and Stoll theatres of the Moss Circuit and working with many of the legendary names of the profession. He always liked to be thought of as an entertainer rather than simply as an organist, and I think there are very few people who would argue with that description. In September 1956, a telephone call by Jerry's agent to Lou Grade resulted in the maestro being engaged by ATV to provide the music for Lunchbox, the famous midday magazine programme hosted by Noel Gordon, long before her Crossroads days, and this was a hectic partnership which lasted until 1964, with Jerry sometimes doing as many as 12 shows a week. Well, here's his own arrangement of one of the loveliest Oscar-winning songs of all time, You'll Never Know, played on Lowry Holiday. After Lunchbox ended, Jerry became aware of Lowry organs, and during a visit to the Selmer showrooms in Charing Cross Road, he was heard by one of the Lowry bosses, who immediately offered to let Jerry have the organ he was playing in his home for a month to see if he liked it. And the rest really is history. The name of Jerry Allen became synonymous with Lowry organs, and he went on to tour with them as their chief demonstration concert artist for many years, playing to capacity audiences wherever he went. He reached a pinnacle of artistry and musicianship which is difficult to equal, and he will be sadly missed by his many friends in both the music world and show business generally. We particularly remember Jerry's family at this time, his wife Lovis, sons Jean and Kim, and daughters Mandy and Kerry. And as we end our tribute to this superb musician, here's one of his greatest admirers, Howard Beaumont, playing Jerry's own particular favourite, a number he co-wrote with Malcolm Barron called Look Again for Love. Thank you. Howard Beaumont on Eminent T280, Look Again for Love. Well, this next item is taken from an American LP of the 60s called Come to the Sea, and it features a young gentleman called David Andrews playing the ex-Warner Brothers Wurlitzer installed in the Californian residence of Joseph Kearns. The rather dramatic title of this particular item is The Four Winds and the Seven Seas. David Andrews playing The Four Winds and the Seven Seas on the Joseph Kearns Wurlitzer in California. Well, before we take a look at what few items there are in this week's concert diary, it being the holiday month and all that, here's What I Did for Love from Carolyn Riddick playing the fine 12-rank Christie of the Granada Theatre, Walthamstow. Thank you. What I Did for Love from Carolyn Riddick at the Granada Walthamstow. Tomorrow evening at 7:30, Peter Holt plays at the 3J's Entertainment Centre, Gomersall. And on Sunday the 11th, Douglas Reeve plays the Ryde Town Hall organ on the Isle of Wight at 2:30. And incidentally, Robert Stacey will be playing the Town Hall Walker every Monday, Tuesday and Thursday throughout August from midday until 2 p.m. Finally, congratulations to Robert Wolfe, who has been given a regular spot on BBC Radio Norfolk every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12, playing the Thursford Museum Wurlitzer. And providing this week's finale, John Barlow playing the pipeless but very pipe-like computing organ built at Bradford University and installed in Christchurch, Ilkley, and one of Eric Coates' most famous London marches, Oxford Street. John Barlow playing Oxford Street on the Bradford University computing organ, bringing the show to a close for this week. Thanks very much for listening, and I hope you'll be able to be with me again at 9:15 one week from today. Until then, from producer Peter Pilbeam and me, Nigel Ogden, take care, and bye-bye.